You're listening to Resolution Radio. 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 ResolutionRDO.com.
Renegade Broadcasting. Hard-hitting talk radio.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you September 13th, 2020. Thank you so much for joining me here on RenegadeBroadcasting.com. Please check out RenegadeTribune.com and go on over to HeathenHerbs.com where you can order some great products. Tonight I have Sinead joining me here, at least for the first part of the show, to discuss some things that are going on in the world.
You just reminded me that I need to go check out my soaps.
Okay, well,
I'll be right back.
You go do that. I'm going to mention a few things here. So we have a lot of things, of course, available on Heathen Herbs that you can check out. A lot of soaps, a lot of great things that I use every day. I've been really getting into the anti-aging serum. I think that's really great. I use it around my eyes. As a father and somebody with a decent amount of stress from a variety of sources, putting a little serum around the eyes does seem to help in the anti-aging department. There's also just a lot of things that I've been using since we've started stocking them, such as the shave soap. I think the shave soap.
I use the shave soap too. I've just been too lazy to make more. You know, I don't want to dip into my own supply, so I've just been settling for using soap. But I really like the shave soap, even for, you know, for women, for your legs, because it's awful when you get razor burn or, like, ingrown hairs. And so that stuff, I don't know what it does. It, like, opens your pores or just, it makes for a closer shave, which it feels a lot nicer. Not going to be all, like, stubbly and gross right after.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I can't wait to get in and shave my neck after taking a shower. Feeling very stubbly.
I would be so miserable if I had a neck beard. Like,
oh, I've got hair all over.
You're it's so hairy.
Lots of hair. Lots
I feel bad for our son because we're both like hairy people. So it's going to be really hairy. At least my hair is blonde, though. Like, my leg hair is blonde.
But that shave soap, I feel like that 8 ounce has lasted for, what, a year or something?
Oh, yeah, that thing lasts forever. Yeah, if you want to get an 8 ounce one, it comes with the little, you know, the brush. All of them do. But the 8 ounce one should last you like a year.
Yeah.
Depending on how much, like, if you shave your whole body and you use a ton of it, maybe
not. I don't even put the top on. It stayed just fine. Mm-hmm. The deodorants, I use that every day.
Yeah, I just put it on. I just put on the bergamot and lime
made
the other day. It smells really good.
I use the magnesium. I need to refill mine.
I use the magnesium. I keep one right by my bed. I actually like the gel sometimes, like, right before I go to bed because I like to put it all over my legs, and the butter can be, like, a little oily, you know, and it might get on my sheets and stuff. Mm. So I like the gel. I just put, you know, a little bit goes a long way with the gel, too. You take a little, like, you know, a dime size, and you can really spread it all over your legs well.
Iodine and ashwagandha in the morning.
Yes, we take ashwagandha. I take two now every day. I just kind of wanted to see. But, hey, I was able to do 100 push-ups the other day. Not consecutively. I did them 10 at a time, but for me, that was a huge accomplishment, and they were regular push-ups. I never used to be able to do push-ups or any of that stuff ever, I was never, like, a strong person. So that was exciting for me. I don't know if it's the ashwagandha or just consistently working out.
So the reason you mentioned that, of course, is that there have been some studies showing that you can make muscle gains by taking a consistent amount of ashwagandha, at least ashwagandha extract. I imagine that just taking the raw root would have the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just good for a number of different reasons. It's one of those adaptogens.
It's good for your hormones, too, you know, mm-hmm. men and women.
Just dealing with stress. You're able to deal with stress, apparently, a little bit better.
We can get these days. So, yes, absolutely. Those are things that we use every day. Obviously, the tooth powder and the mouthwash.
Yep.
Yeah, I love the mouthwash with the tooth powder, too, because, like, the tooth powder is really awesome, but it doesn't taste that great, let's be honest. You know, like, salt and clay in your mouth isn't like, ooh, that feels great. So, afterwards, I kind of I need something to, like, cleanse the palate a little bit. So, I like using the mouthwash right after, because then I feel fresh and, like, minty, you know? And all the oils that are in there are really good for your gums and, you know, just overall dental oral health.
Usually we don't put the commercials at the beginning of the show, but since Sinead had to go check on the soaps.
Yeah, honestly, they didn't turn the color that I wanted because I got distracted with yard work outside. I was, like, ripping up all this stuff, and I just, once I get started, I can't, you know, focus on anything else. So I forgot to turn the heating pad back on. So they're a little bit lighter in color than I'd like, but they're going to work.
No.
They're going to work just fine. Yeah, I just made a batch of geranium. And then Kyle and I have been planning our, what is it, like Ocean Breeze or what is it called?
No, it's called the Sparkling Seafoam.
Sparkling Seafoam, yeah. We've been planning that. I'm pretty sure it's just going to be plumeria and sandalwood. And I'm going to do it like in a loaf form so I can do some cool swirl designs. We'll see how it turns out. I haven't really had the time to make my prototype for my sparkling seafoam yet, but that'll be the pretty one with glitter and all the cool designs and stuff. So that'll be more of like a treat yourself or treat someone else kind of soap, because it'll be special.
Well, you were out in the garden, massive sweet potato.
Well, a bunch of sweet potatoes, but... was like, I mean... not as wide as my head, but, like, the length of my head. It was huge.
It could feed all three of us for a meal.
Yeah, it was absolutely huge. I kind of let our sweet potato patch just go crazy in the summer, partly because I don't even want to be out gardening. It's so damn hot. But then also, I just kind of wanted to see what would happen. You know, like, see if they grow in random places. And they do. They go crazy. So I'm kind of, oh, my gosh, I'm ripping up and preparing our garden for the fall garden, but it's always such a weird time to plant because we're still in the hurricane season, so I hate putting things in the ground, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, then they're all going to die. So I'm just kind of preparing everything, and it is such a big job here in the summer to, like, weed and everything that's grown in over the summer. It's a big undertaking, but I put a good dent in it today, and then tomorrow I'll get you out there helping me pick up all the piles.
Yeah, I was inside.
Chopping down that papaya tree that fell down.
Making food.
Yep, you're making cookies and tater tots.
Zucchini tater
Zucchini
tots.
Zucchini tater tots.
Yep.
But our son was helping me out there picking potatoes and weeding, so he's a good little helper.
All right, so let's get on to some current events here. Kept the people waiting for too long there.
Don't you want to hear about my potato
at the
patch?
Bit. All right, so I guess we'll start with the fires going on in California and Oregon. And
probably spreading other places, too. Hard to get, like, a clear picture about what's going on, but
the pictures
it looks
we're
apocalyptic.
Seeing, yeah, it does
it
look...
It looks like Blade Runner.
Yeah, Blade Runner 2049.
Like the exact color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not natural. This is not natural at all. It's probably a mixture of, like, little Antifa, little bitches, and also just Israeli agents, or, you know, just agents of chaos out there. Lighting these fires. This is not natural. And people's houses have been just burnt to the ground. I mean, it's like where were the fires out in California before? Those were the dew ones where the house is burnt but not the trees.
Oh, they were all over.
Yeah.
But there were a few
very
places.
Similar stuff is happening again now. It's spreading.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people have just completely lost everything.
Yeah. So even if people weren't out there starting the fires, which they are, you can't blame this on climate change as the mass media is doing, because everything about our weather is now artificial. When they're spraying chemtrails in the sky...
and admitting to geoengineering and cloud seeding.
Then none of this can be blamed just on weather changes. This is man-made.
Remember the video we saw the other night of Governor Newsom out there, you know, looking at the wreckage, and the comments were turned off. The thumbs up, thumbs down was turned off. Or no, actually, there was like thousands of thumbs down and only a few thumbs up. And there's a reason those comments were turned off, because people know what's going on. And he, I remember he said something like, you can't deny science. Look at this. This is climate change. I mean, this is insane. Climate change, No, it's not.
You know, speaking of chemtrails, just wanted to point out that Lana Del Rey's new album is called Chemtrails Over the Country Club.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? Because the country club was like a quintessential white thing until Jews started making their own, you know, segregated country clubs. But Chemtrails Over the Country Club, huh?
Yep. Well, a number of singers have done chemtrail songs or talked about
Prince
chemtrails.
You talked about chemtrails. Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard sang about him. Didn't Beck have a chemtrail song?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did.
And Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, pretty sure he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying any of these people are heroic truth tellers, but it's just interesting that
it's in the public consciousness now.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, if you have any shred of decency, you'd be out there if you have a voice saying, "Hey, listen, I've been around for you know a decent number of years, a few decades now, and when I was young, I didn't see these chemtrails." So there's obviously something nefarious going on. And even if it is just as the geoengineers want us to believe, that they're just trying to fight climate change, that Bill Gates funding the Harvard chemtrailing studies, that they're doing it for a good reason. That's BS. You do not have the power to poison all of us just because you think you're doing it for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
You're polluting the airspace. You're polluting the air that we all have to breathe.
And we're lacking vitamin D probably because we're not getting that direct sunlight that we used to. It's having to, go through this haze. They even call it that, a sunscreen that they're putting on around the earth.
No one gave them permission to do this.
No, they never asked.
And even if the majority voted on it in a democracy, it doesn't matter. You can't start just
poisoning
people.
Yeah.
Even if they're right, as you were saying, the fact that they're blocking out the sun is reason enough not to do this. Even if everything they were spraying in the sky was actually good for us, they're blocking out the sun, the main life-giving force in the world.
Yep, and that's going to mess with food production, and the blooming of plants, and the whole entire ecosystem is off. And
Ice Age Farmer's been covering that. Christian,
the totally white-looking guy named Christian. That everybody loves this guy. I do not get it.
Well,
he looks so Jewish.
You know what they're doing? They're disrupting the meat supply. That's one of the things he's always harping on.
Oh, my God.
This is the NWO. They're trying to take away your meat.
Yeah, right.
I saw him getting some big interviews recently. Maybe an Alex Jones or something.
He's all over the place. Everybody loves this guy.
And that's not to say that he's telling complete untruths
the whole
time.
The food distribution chain is being messed with.
It's
not just meat and dairy.
Yeah, and I'm just
everything.
Seriously suspicious of this guy.
Yeah, Christian.
For a while, he was blaming everything on the grand solar minimum and not talking about geoengineering or anything like
the
that.
The grand solar minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that guy's sketchy.
So the fires are being set. We're seeing that. And this could have something to do with disrupting the supply chains, too. And also just adding more, how do you even say, fire to the fire? Fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's happening is that we're just having a conflagration of so many different things right now.
Fanning the flames.
Mm-hmm. And so we see some pictures of Antifa up there with gas cans that have been leaked out. What's just so also a TikTok video I just put out in the Tribune that you had shared.
Yeah, I just saw another one from that same person.
So it was this guy talking to a sheriff, and the sheriff saying, you've got information on people planning to set more fires, and basically just admitting, they're looking for the arsonists who are doing this. But if you were to listen to the mainstream media, despite four people having already been arrested for arson, if you listen to the mainstream media, it's only climate change. And if you say that anybody involved with Antifa or any other protest movement is doing this, then you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist, and you're the kind of person that needs to be suppressed.
Yeah.
Because this... We can't blame it on people. That's just complete misinformation.
I think
all natural.
Have some very angry people who are going to basically have nothing to lose, and they're going to start to catch on that this is all bullshit. And once they realize that it wasn't a natural occurrence, that this fire, that they were basically you know, their places were destroyed on purpose. I really hope they get freaking angry.
Well, I can imagine somebody if you found somebody who was lighting a fire, I can imagine some angry people shooting them on sight.
Absolutely.
And I would not shed a tear.
But I've heard multiple reports from people on TikTok, you know, they're lighting bales of hay on fire, and people are like, they're seeing this happen. You know, people are seeing these people go off with gas cans and
The Israeli agents, absolutely, as we've talked about, but also it could be the protesters from Portland, right?
Yep.
They were lighting a lot of fires. Just think about this. How many fires have been lit the past 4 or 5 months
in
cities across the country?
What was it?
George Floyd?
Yeah, what city was that again?
Minneapolis.
Started there, and then obviously we had the Chaz and everything, and...
Oh,
and remember, they said they're going to bring this struggle, this fight, to the suburbs, and we're seeing the suburbs destroyed now. I mean, these were people that, you know, had houses and families and everything in their little neighborhoods, and now there's nothing left because they've been burnt to the ground.
There was also a report from probably a few months ago about how ISIS was going to work with some different groups in the West, Europe, and the United States to light the whole countryside on fire. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, and ISIS is, of course, Israeli
intelligence.
Yeah, exactly. So that's quite interesting. And also, speaking of Portland, we saw a few videos that came out of somebody who basically discovered where they're housing all these protesters. The city itself.
It's like a tent city in the city.
But you wouldn't know if you were just at street level, because you'd be walking by and it has up these fences that you can't see through. Mm-hmm. And I think they've built it as a kind of art installation or something. So basically they're just hiding these people in plain sight with a bunch of tents.
Feeding them, there's porta potties, there's, you know,
so the accommodations. The guy got up on some stairs on some building or whatever and is overlooking this encampment. And some people discovered that he was taking videos, so they came out. They're obviously the same people who are protesting in downtown. One guy starts using a slingshot on him. So these are obviously the same people. Yeah. And it's just...
It's like a movie set, but they're real actors. Like, they're waiting until their next direction to go burn something down or go terrorize some innocent white people.
How crazy is it, though? The city of Portland appears to be housing all of these anarchists, Antifa, BLM, whoever... that are then going out and clashing with the police.
Yep.
What a crazy world.
The police have to know. They have to know.
Do they? Maybe.
I mean, you'd think that some of them would be like, okay, where are these people coming from, and what is this big area over here that's an art installation?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But yeah, that's absolutely crazy. Not surprising.
Probably higher levels of the police, at least.
Yeah, because they're probably part of it.
I'd imagine some of the people who are getting hit, you know, hit in the head or attacked, if they found out where these guys were, they'd want to go shut it down.
Absolutely.
So, how about we get into a little bit of geopolitics for a second? You told me about this Serbian incident where the president of Serbia and the prime minister of Kosovo were meeting with Trump. They both had their little desks besides Trump's big desk.
Yeah, they gave him, like, little tiny wooden table.
For the signing ceremony. You could see their legs. Yeah. You can't see Trump's legs. It just
made them look all weak and Trump all powerful with his eagle carved in desk.
And so when Trump is talking about what these people have agreed to, he's mentioning how Serbia had agreed to move their embassy to Jerusalem, you know, the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem by July.
Thank you.
And so when he does this, the president of Serbia is just, he's looking through the document.
You see his eyes go wide. He's like, what?
I did not agree to this.
And then he starts looking through the papers like, what? I signed this? And in the one video we saw, they cut out that reaction so you couldn't see
That's the one that most media seems to have run with. That's a pretty common edit. Yeah, yeah.
It's zoomed in on Trump so you can't see the Serbian president's reaction of, what the hell, I just got tricked.
And then it cuts out a chunk of what is said.
Yeah, and then goes back to
So
him.
You'd have no idea that there was anything even amiss.
Like, this body language that was saying, oh my God. And you could tell he was debating, like, should I say something? But no, I shouldn't do it right now because all the cameras are on and everything. But he looked genuinely shocked. And later on in an interview, he looked... like, freaked out, honestly.
Well, and he mentioned that, no, we have not made this decision.
Yeah, he's like, we have to put our people first. So, no, I don't... think we're going to be doing that, but you probably are. Probably going to be bullied into it. It's just, and you could see the people standing in the background that were kind of like laughing. They had like that smirk on, like, mm-hmm. Oh, we tricked you.
Pulled one over on this guy.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. if that guy's a genuine leader, I felt just terrible.
I could imagine that they gave them one version of the document that had nothing in it. And then right at the signing ceremony, they slipped in the one with the Israeli clauses.
Yep.
Look what you just signed. It's official now.
And the reason that they're doing this is basically to give Israel more legitimacy. Like, look, we have all, we're a real state. We're a real country. And, we've got all these embassies here. We're legitimate.
Well, Trump's biggest accomplishment in office has been everything he's done for Israel, which includes all the things the United States has done, but also all the deals that he's helped to broker, the normalization with the Arab countries, mm-hmm. things like this with Serbia. And he got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize because of this move.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's
good
great.
Job.
It just goes to show what a charade or that the peace prize is, or the Nobel prizes in general, because it's always Jews, vastly overrepresented with the Nobel prizes,
and they're not actually for peace.
No.
They're just for Israel.
Pax Judaica, at least.
It's who's spreading Pax Judaica the best. Then you get your little Nobel peace
and
prize.
And a lot of people are going to have to die for the Jewish peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, let's move on to Belarus. Here's the thing.
We have
so much to even try to ponder here in the United States,
or
even just our neighboring countries. What's going on with Canada, with Trudeau and Judeau?
According to Brian, Canada is like so much better than the United States. So like, I wish we could just be like, him up in Canada where everything is totally cool.
He likes David Icke too, by the way.
Yeah, that guy's a
piece of shit. Okay, so we don't really know what's going on with Serbia and Kosovo. I mean, we could look into it, but even then, we're going to get some biased reports.
Yeah.
Same thing with Belarus. What the hell's going on with Belarus?
Well, we kind of figured it out the other night.
We took a brief look into it, and we found some things that were quite interesting.
Yeah, like the flag.
Yeah, how did this even start? We saw that there was some turmoil after the election.
God, what was the guy's name?
Something Chenko?
That's the fighter.
Shevchenko?
No.
Valentina Shevchenko?
No, she should be president. She's awesome. Gosh, what is it?
It's Belarus.
It's something with a V.
Alexander
Lukashenko.
Lukashenko. Yeah.
Okay, it was not with a V. I don't know what I was talking about. So Lukashenko, I guess, they want him out. And he didn't shut down, he didn't want to shut down the country for COVID. And he said it would be a disaster. We shouldn't do this. So then you have the opposition to him. Oh, he's trying to kill us all. He doesn't want to lock down the country. And it looks like they don't even have mandatory masks over there. We saw a lot of people not wearing them. But then his opposition is like a female, right? A woman.
Yeah. I guess her husband had died. He was going to be the opposition, so she stepped forward.
Yeah.
It really reminded me of the Ukrainian situation.
Yes, which I'm sure it's very, very similar with, both parties being controlled
so
opposition.
So Lukashenko does seem to be a little bit more aligned to Putin than the opposition, which is kind of more like a Ukrainian type of opposition.
Yeah.
But it's a very tangled web. Lukashenko is, I guess, appealing for Putin's help here. Putin's probably not going to step in, it seems, and help out at all. But what we did find out is that there's this controversy over the flag.
So, like, I kept seeing these things all over Reddit of them making this version of the Belarusian flag, which is, like, white and red. I think one red stripe with white on either side, right?
I think it might be...
Or is it red with white on
either side? Two red stripes with a...
Something like... It's the red and white scheme. So I guess there's, like, this gray area over there right now where you're not technically supposed to display the flag. So people are making flags out of, like, random stuff, to get around this, to protest.
You're not supposed to display this particular flag in protest.
Right.
It's not banned. This flag is not banned, but using this flag for political protest
is apparently not allowed.
So we were wondering why is the Belarusian flag, why can't people use this? It'd be like banning the American flag at protests.
But it turns out that this flag was actually, from what we understand, a new iteration of the Belarusian flag. And if you look back at the original or the one that came before it, we're not experts here, so please correct us if we're wrong. it was very different. It had green and red and like this Slavic print kind of on the side.
It was nice.
Yeah. And but
it changed when? When the Sovietization of Belarus happened.
So we've got this new commie flag that people are like, no, we have to show it. It's so important. They're trying to, you know, stifle our voice. But the old flag, I guess that would represent like the Lukashenko people.
Yeah.
Or like that. It is
the more traditional but really, Belarusian.
It's confusing, but you can really kind of boil it down to commies. Like, that's what's going on.
The opposition is commies. And if you look at the reports by outlets like Vice, which is one of the ones we checked out, it is obviously so sympathetic to the opposition saying, oh, the election was completely rigged. It's always been rigged by Lukashenko. Yeah. And
look at this powerful woman who wants to set things straight. You know what was interesting, though? I remember wearing a red bracelet. It wasn't a Kabbalah bracelet, but it was that print from the original Belarusian flag on her bracelet, which I thought was weird. I mean, you know, it could just be like a traditional, you know, it's like a traditional print. It's a Slavic print. But it was just weird that she was wearing it. So that's interesting over there.
What I found so telling was that if you search for Flag of Belarus on Google,
that green one.
You only see the red and white
the
one.
Red commie
Google
one.
Google says this is an official one. When you we found out that is not the case.
Right. And you see all these people in the much smaller opposition to the female. The Lukashenko people are a much smaller opposition from what we can see. They were carrying those flags. And, you know, it's no freaking coincidence that all of this turmoil is popping off at the same time in all these different countries all over the world. We've got, you know, like, clashes in the streets in Belarus. We've got them here. We've got them all over the place. They're kicking things off. They're lighting these fires, literal and figurative.
Color revolutions everywhere.
Yes.
But people.
Like fireworks going off everywhere.
They try to make the BLM black color revolution here in the United States seem so popular because it's everywhere.
Yeah,
Black Lives Matter is supported by all the big organizations. NFL, the NBA.
They got booed.
At the NFL opener.
I'm so happy.
They
to
had
see
both
that.
Teams out there lined up side by side, you know, in solidarity for racial justice and equality.
Boo.
And the sparse crowd, because there had to be socially distanced. Boo! And all of the ratings, the TV ratings, are all plummeting for sports.
Yep.
All the polls are showing that people's support of sports is at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just barely above the federal government, which it was the lowest. Like business industry type of thing that was pulled.
I love how that's listed as a business.
Yeah.
The federal government.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it sure definitely is. It's in the business of slavery.
Of bilking.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a mafia. But I thought that was great. Oh, another story regarding this black empowerment. There are a few families, black families, who bought up 97 acres in Georgia. They're setting up a safe space for blacks. They're going to call it freedom.
This is going to be hilarious. I mean, if they're not getting like a lot of help from other people, this is just going to go up in flames like within the first month of opening. If they can even create it, can they even create a city?
They say they're building their own Wakanda.
Oh my God! I can't wait to see what this is gonna look like. I'm sure it's just gonna be beautiful.
There already are plenty of places with just mainly blacks.
And they're killing each other
and
every day.
Any black who gets any amount of money is trying to get away from the other blacks.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this happens. Now, I could see if they were very selective.
Yeah.
And they only
like
let in
the best of the best.
The best of the best, then maybe it could work out. Otherwise, you're gonna have a situation like
Chicago.
Or Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit. Oh, man. Went from a first world, industrialized, beautiful city. Just an amazing city. Have you ever seen any of the pictures of old Detroit, where they used to have the World's Fair and everything, to now, which is a third world hellhole. There's this meme, I'm sure you've seen it, where you have Detroit on one hand, and then, I think, Hiroshima? Or maybe it was Nagasaki, I forget which one.
They are weapons of mass destruction.
On the other hand, whereas, you know, back then, Detroit, when the bomb went off, the bombs went off in Japan. Back then, Detroit, beautiful. No bomb hit it. You had the diversity bomb.
The bomb.
The bomb hit it.
The killer bee.
And it got destroyed over the years. Whereas, these Japanese cities, which were destroyed, absolutely decimated. They're absolutely amazing cities now. Yeah.
Well, they know how to rebuild. This is going to be super interesting, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's going to go really, really well. And if it doesn't go well, it'll be white people's fault still.
Well,
so,
they're going to let in, potentially, only pro-black white people. So, but here's the thing.
Who will be, like, murdered off in the first week.
How are they allowed to do this? We don't have a freedom of association in this country.
Well, white people don't have freedom of association.
I thought we were supposed to be equal under the law. If they can do this, why can't we set up a white-only town for ourselves?
Not allowed to. And I'm so sick of people being like, oh, well, they're racist for wanting to segregate. Like, no, honestly, that's not racist. I mean, they are racist because they're Black Lives Matter, but no. Segregation is fine. That would solve a lot of these damn issues with them blaming us for everything.
I'm cool with this.
Yeah, like, go, please. Go forth and build Wakanda, Shaniqua.
Akon?
Go now.
I think Akon's plan is the best, especially because it's over in Africa.
Did you know that Akon is building his own city with his A-coin? He invested
in
a cryptocurrency, and he's like building a city in Africa. But really, it's probably just China that's building a city in Africa under Akon's name, and China probably just owns him. But yeah.
I wonder how much money he got off of that Slap That Ass song.
Slap that all on the floor. Such a good song. Didn't he have the one I'm in love with a stripper too? Wasn't that
him? Was that
him? I think it is. It's just such a beautiful love song. Like, I'm in love with a stripper.
You should team up with Shaggy.
That's so deep. Wasn't me.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I'm all good with that. Back to Africa movement is one of the things I will support wholeheartedly.
Or just even, like, this country's huge as hell. Yeah. Go build your Wakandas. Like, we'll be fine away from you. We will do just fine.
It's, honestly, freedom of association is the best
platform.
That would
solve a lot of issues real quick. Yes.
Don't
freedom
force diversity. No. Stop putting up Section 8 houses in white neighborhoods.
Right.
Stop busing school children around.
And if white people are so racist and always killing you guys and everything, so then, the answer is to segregate.
You can be your own police.
You can be
that. We'll just stay far away from that as possible.
You know they would come running back. That's why we have to build a moat with alligators and everything around our white enclave, okay? Because they don't like swimming. They don't like alligators. We just lift that bridge up as they come to beg us to help them. Just roll it up.
I did have a dream some years ago about a white island, where it's kind of a farming.
I've had dreams like that too.
Community
where like all of our kids are together playing, and it's like this ideal, nice. It almost felt like a summer camp kind of vibe.
Oh, did you see that video? It's a British. I think it's still a British colony or whatever. It has about 300 people.
Small...
It's in the Atlantic. It's the most remote island in the world, or something.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of British people.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been living there for a long time. Most of the people are from there, been born there. And they all leave their doors open, no locks, because you don't need it.
Yep.
And once upon a time, even in my youth, your youth even.
But I think that was a false sense of security.
Well, because there were still predators roaming around.
It was starting to come in. But yeah, we lived in a neighborhood where we barely ever locked our doors. We could go over to someone's house if we needed, like, you know, a cup of milk or something for a recipe. We were all there for each other.
That was legitimate white privilege.
Yeah.
It depends
on each other.
It was
trust each other.
It was white culture.
High
it was
trust.
White nobility. even though we weren't living around white noble people, we were just living around trustworthy people.
Yeah.
Decent people. White decency.
White decency.
You know, it's not white privilege that they're kvetching about. It's white decency.
Yeah. Exactly. And I miss that. I it breaks my heart that, you know, our child doesn't have that kind of neighborhood that we had growing up, where you'd hop on your bike, you know, you'd go down the street, you wouldn't worry about, like, some person abducting your child, although that stuff was still happening, so it was a bit of a false sense of security, but you knew the people in your immediate neighborhood, like, you could depend on them, and they were good people. They weren't perfect, we all had our problems and everything, but when push came to shove, you were there for each other. If you know, if someone was sick, going through something, they needed dinner, or like we would go deliver dinner to people after they had a death or a baby. And I miss that, and it breaks my heart that we don't have that community. It's sad. It's very isolating.
Yeah, I don't want our neighbors to.
Oh my God!
Part of our life whatsoever.
I don't even enjoy going in my front yard sometimes because all I hear is the black people across the street like, blah, blah, blah. Yelling, nigga, nigga, nigga. I'm like, oh my God. So I just pretend they don't exist. I go to the backyard. My little oasis.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're surrounded.
Well, we should just move to the Northwest Front. Oh, wait, it's all on fire, and the Northwest Front is no longer in existence.
And there's no way I would move.
Covington's Klan.
And at this point, not that I think white enclaves are bad, but that just seems like a major trap to me. Like, okay, we don't have control over anything, but yet me moving and being around all people that think the same way is, like, a good idea. Might seem like it at first, but they could easily just, like, get rid of you if you're all in the same area, you know, or just target you more easily when you're all right there in your little, you know, your little co-op or whatever you want to call it. It would be better to just have, like, families that you like and trust that are all kind of, like, within an hour of each other or something, you know, or more than that.
It doesn't need to be one place. Just
no.
Start to coagulate.
Right. It would make sense if it was all one place if we actually had control over, like, our economy and our monetary system.
If the government there was not anti-white.
Right. Then that would make sense.
Is there such a place in this world?
No, there can't be until the federal government is, you know,
but
changed.
Not even in this world. There's no government in this world that is explicitly pro-white.
No, absolutely.
They're pro-everything other than white.
The entire world is against white people.
Well, that's because it's a
Jewish.
It's a Zao.
Yeah.
Zionist or Jewish occupied
Zao.
World. So.
Zhao.
So I wanted to talk to you briefly here about third positionism. This was a big article you released.
I'm so over it. And they're pushing it so hard. Like, I just saw Northfront had on this, I forget the name of this YouTuber, who's like a fascist psychologist. And he was interviewed about the psychology of fascist leaders. Why the hell would any national socialist group entertain fascism, first of all? It has nothing to do, I mean, it really has nothing to do with National Socialism. It's completely different.
They try to make it seem like they're the exact same. And it's actually the Jewish media that has reinforces in people's mind because they always call the Nazis fascist.
Yep. And that's why I'm planning a video, I'm going to do more articles. It's a lot of information to process and to try and get out there. It's crazy complicated, but I think the first installation made sense to people. Like, you have Yaki, you have Desbenoit, you have Theory Art. They were all lefty Bolsheviks, and then they wanted to have Maoism. Are you kidding me?
And the Strasser brothers,
the Strasserists, and then Ernst Röhm. I didn't really get into him, but, you know, another gay guy that was executed.
So a lot of people try to make it seem like third positionism has nothing to do with fourth positionism.
It absolutely
does. Even though it's basically the forerunner of it.
Why would he call it the fourth position or the fourth political theory? Because he was going beyond the third position.
So this was the basis of NASBL.
Yes.
Third position.
Absolutely. And third position, I mean, if you look into, like, their ethno-pluralism and everything, it's basically, if you pledge allegiance to the state, the fasci state, it doesn't matter if you're white, it doesn't matter. You can all live together in one happy little family. And, I mean, just retarded.
So what I've seen of ethno-pluralism, the way it's portrayed, is that you let different groups live with their own people and have mutual respect. And that sounds
okay.
There's
nothing wrong with
that. That sounds okay to me. But here's what's really interesting. You've got people pushing ethno-pluralism who also embrace Dugin's theories.
Russian imperialism.
Which is Russian imperialism.
So we're the... Okay, they always say the United States is evil and blah, blah, blah. Of course, I don't agree with what the United States government and military have gone around doing. That has nothing to do with me. But see, it's one rule for us and not for them. So Dugin will say, oh, well, we need to get rid of, you know, the American liberal West, but we need to spread Russian imperialism all throughout the world, yet he's anti-imperialist. It's just put out to confuse everybody. That's why they have things like Nazi Maoism and, you know, Nazbolism, and it's just to confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the left has had, you know, its claim on the word socialist for so long. And so, you know, you have these people, these Nazbols and third positionists identifying as leftists. Oh, well, it's to attract the leftists to our cause and everything. No, you're muddying the waters. And at the end of the day, you're just promoting Bolshevism. That's all that you're promoting.
It's such a tactic to confuse people, to create cognitive dissonance where you've got Richard Spencer saying the alt-right is the new left.
Uh-huh.
And he meant it.
And now he's, you know, supporting Biden. Oh, it's just an accelerationist. And now you have Avalion coming back on the scene, you know, claiming that she's totally different in her ideology, but claiming that being pro-white is causing white genocide. And, I mean, it's just the same toxic poison that her and her, you know, autistic husband were putting out before. But it's just interesting how they all kind of come in and out, and they start, you know, saying different things. And it's just, she even wrote Kyle and I an email, like, trying to apologize and trying to ask for our forgiveness. And, oh, my God, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah, third positionism is just Bolshevism. And I'm going to be getting into, in one of my next installments, how Nordfront was at this World Conservative Conference and how they've taken money from Russian imperialists. I mean, I covered this in my podcast. They've had members of their group go over and train with Russian imperialists. Oh, well, I was told that they just wanted to be able to shoot guns and experience it. Oh, so you went over and worked with imperialists? Isn't that the opposite of National Socialism? National Socialism is not an imperialist movement. We don't hang out with, like, Russian imperialists. Oh, you want to take over the world for Russia? Cool. Yeah, that's cool. We're National Socialists, so I guess we'll hang out. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We've seen how Russian imperialism has worked in the past. It was called the Soviet Union.
And it sucked.
Yeah.
It was always great for those countries. So to try and marry the ideas of the powers, the Bolshevik forces that utterly raped, tortured, and murdered German people, to try and marry that with National Socialism, the power that was trying to fight that evil, is absolutely psychotic and poisonous. You cannot marry those two together. They are diametrically opposed.
It's Bolsheviks who are burning down the world right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. So you think we should be National Bolsheviks, third positionists? It's very weird, too. You'll see all of these people pushing fascism, fasci. And that's because those people are usually not white.
No, that's true.
And They're not. Stryker, he's not white.
They often claim that the reason that they're using fascism or third positionism is because the normies aren't ready for National Socialism. But
no, they know exactly what they're doing.
But honestly,
yes, they are. They're ready.
The public hears the words fascist, and they don't have any better kind of association with it
trigger.
Than they do with National Socialist.
And they
don't even know
what
National Socialist means.
Right. They think it's all interchangeable. Oh, far right, extreme far right, fascism. But no one wants to really talk about National Socialism. And I've noticed just even on TikTok, it's trendy now. Like, everyone's edgy if they're fascist. You know, fascism. But I want to educate these kids that fascism actually is not healthy, in my opinion. It's about a blind allegiance to the state. There's no higher spiritual purpose or connective, you know, spiritual
apparently
kinship.
You have not read Julius Evola.
Yeah, I need okay. Julius Evola, the degenerate, most likely homosexual, to tell me what fascism is. Yeah. But that's the difference. National Socialism, there was that higher ideal, that higher connection of the kin group, of your people, of your blood and soil.
I just love the Day of German Art, the festivals they have each year, you know, when they have the displays in the museum.
Yeah.
But also, I loved how they made fun of the degenerate art.
Wasn't Evola in Tarte Kunst? Yeah.
He should have been. I don't think he was featured there for political reasons. Yeah, he was banned from Germany by the SS because of his subversive teachings.
Yeah.
Now, also the parades. You ever see the footage of the parades they had?
So.
Where they had basically old Aryan gods, you know, and statues of them
That's
being
so cool.
marched down and people in the
but
regalia
you can't
of
have
the
that
ancestors.
Same connection. With people from all over the world living together. Oh, but we all love the state.
We're all tied together in this faggot.
Fasci and a faggot. Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's called a faggot. A bundle of sticks.
If fascism was really antithetical to the government we have now, do you think that they'd have fasci on each side of the Congress?
Right.
Right on each side of the podium up there.
Right.
No, they're big fasci there.
And if you look into it, which I have been a little bit since I wrote that article, some of the comments gave me some more information. It looks like Mussolini stabbed Hitler in the back.
Oh, he definitely... Even if he didn't intentionally do it, he screwed up the whole entirety of Operation Barbarossa. The Soviet Union would have been destroyed, it seems, if the Third Reich was able to get there a couple weeks earlier.
Oh,
but
that's
because,
crazy.
Because... Italy decided to go invade Greece and get their butts whipped. The Germans, who were allied with Italy, had to first go in and clean up their mess real quick and were delayed by getting to Moscow.
Yeah.
And if they had not... So it was a variety of things. But if they had not had that delay, they would have gotten there. And it wouldn't even have mattered that the winter was exceptionally harsh that year. Because... And also, in addition... they had all these subversives from the old kind of hierarchy of the military in Germany, the Wehrmacht, you know, generals and whatever, who were actively working against the war effort.
Yeah.
So they're misdirecting all these winter supplies and everything from the front. So these people were out there, you know, just without getting the right supplies because there were people sabotaging the war effort. Crazy.
It's crazy. And also Mussolini's whole racial ideology didn't come in until much later. You know, people will say, oh, well, you know, there was a racial aspect. That's because he was basically just copying Hitler. He realized that the popularity and the following that he was getting speaking about such things. And so it kind of came in later. But fascism is nothing that I personally want. I'm not interested in an authoritarian, fascist state.
We're seeing an authoritarian state right now, all over.
I want to end white genocide. I don't just want to be a fascist country and, oh, just so militaristic. And no.
Everybody wear the masks. We're all in this together. We're bound together.
Yes.
Wear the masks.
All in this together, no matter where you're from. We're all working for the state. The state is the higher spiritual purpose instead of the future of our people.
And the
that is something I can connect to. Not a faggy fascist state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very anti-female. I've noticed that with a lot of the, you know, Evola and all of these ideologues, they are very anti-woman. They're very Christian and Abrahamic, really. And they want, like, a Catholic, like, Rexist, fascist, gay party that I don't want. I don't think any child should have to grow up in a fascist, gay state either.
It really does remind me of The Handmaid's Tale, what they want.
Yes, that's what they want.
That's what they want.
And that's not what I want. And I will not sit by and shut up about it, especially when we've got young people being confused on purpose. They're looking for something to rebel, and so they're given fascism or the far right, the new right, but it's really just Bolshevism. It's an inversion. So I just want people to start putting that out there, making some videos or anything like, hey, National Socialism, fascism are not the same thing. Stop calling them the same thing. And this is why they're not the same.
No, just listen to Brandon Martinez.
Oh,
my
God.
He'll tell you all about it. He's a strong Aryan man. He understands how fascism.
It's not his real name. He just changed his name again. This guy is such a shill.
Do you think his real name is not Brandon Martinez?
Well, I thought it was Fuerza.
No, that was ZCF. Okay, so he had Zion Crime Factory, so he called himself Xander C. Fuerza, ZCF.
Oh, I thought that's okay.
And so it came out his real name was Martinez. Yeah.
That dude's not white. I don't know what the hell he is. He claims to be Spanish or something. He's not white. He hates white women. He's a subversive piece of garbage. And also, what he's doing now is going on this thing called Omegaly or something.
Omegle.
It's basically like a chat roulette.
It's what Catboy Cammy uses.
Yes.
Lolly sucks.
So, where there's a bunch of children on it, okay? So, yeah, it's kind of like chat roulette, which we used to go on when we were, like, in college. You just randomly get put on a web chat with somebody random. And so he's, like, yelling at all these little girls, calling them feminists and, like, sluts.
No, feminazis.
Feminazis,
he called them,
it
was a slur, calling them a feminazi.
Mm-hmm. And he's just, like, making fun of them. And like, he's posting these videos thinking he's such a hero, scaring these kids off from learning the truth. That's not how you get a child or, you know, young person to think about things that are going on. You don't want them on the defensive. You can disagree with them and think they're retarded and, like, think those things in your head, but you have to be patient with them and just ask them questions and have them come to those truths on their own instead of, you know, like, saying, you're stupid, you're a feminazi, or you're a stupid black person or whatever. I mean, what good is coming from that? And why are you, as a grown man, going and, like, seeking out talking to children about this? If you put out good content, they'll find it. They'll come to the content. I don't want to have, like, conversations with kids.
Well,
I mean, if they were, like, in my, you know, like, real world, they were there, I would talk to them. But I'm not going out seeking kids on, like, a chat roulette.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about how over there on the Ralph Retort,
oh, God,
the kill stream with all of his guests.
Can we kill the kill stream?
They're talking about how Cuties is actually, you know,
it was actually
pretty,
like,
good.
Really good.
It's a good movie.
It was a good commentary.
What's wrong with this? I just don't understand.
My God.
So let's briefly get into Cuties and also this Jew who put out the video. I actually watched it all last night.
He called them hot
11-year-olds, and he
that
said
they gave him a boner.
No, well,
he had that T-shirt.
He had that T-shirt?
Remember he was selling those T-shirts that said...
Was he? I thought it was somebody else.
It was in your article.
I thought he was... No.
It was a different Jew?
I think, yeah, I think
there's
it was
another
a
dude selling t-shirts that I watched Cuties and all I got was this lousy erection.
Yeah. So he was saying that the film is seeking to get you sexually aroused by 11-year-olds. But and
okay, sexually aroused by 11-year-olds, that's.
And in his case, it worked. It was not bad at it.
Oh, my God.
You know, he said it was like, it was a not bad sexy music video.
Ugh. Just makes
which I had the feeling that's what it was. Because from what I heard...
The camera angles that they use, apparently.
Yeah, zooming in on crotches and butts and everything. From what I heard, the dances and the camera work were similar to...
WAP.
WAP. Cardi B's WAP. And
they're both trannies, by the way.
And just how crazy is it that you've got a presidential candidate in Joe Biden going on and getting interviewed by Cardi B, who's doing this most degenerate, sickening thing, this dance... And you and I went through some of the Ellen interviews that she had done with, you know, Cardi B twerk for me, or Ellen twerking with Nicki Minaj, and all just all this disgusting stuff that they're promoting for children, where Ellen was having
those little girls on
to sing Nicki Minaj songs. Yeah, I wish they had just made it very clear for the audience and had them sing the ass song.
Yeah, seriously.
With Big Sean. I'm not going to play the song or recite the lyrics like I have before, but this was... This came out years ago, and I was just so furious. Why can't you people see this? God damn it! What they're doing to children, and what a coincidence with WAP coming out, then this,
and then Cuties,
and then also what happened, you know, a couple weeks ago, in California, before the fires,
lowering the age of I forget what the exact
basically decriminalizing sodomy of boys,
yeah, raping boys, and it was a Jewish senator or whatever,
Wiener.
Was he?
Yeah, another wiener.
And you're anti-Semitic if you're against that, okay?
And homophobic. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, both.
Now, I wanted to mention how it seems like it's a little bit more kosher for people to criticize Cuties because...
There's no gay
because
character.
It's not... It's not like...
Desmond.
Yeah, so basically it would be older guys... pedos, child rapists, who would be getting turned on by this movie, right?
Yeah.
And that is very wrong.
Yeah.
But if it was more like Desmond is amazing
with gay guys
dancing, you know, burlesque dance strip show for homosexual men who are throwing money at him, which happened.
Yeah.
Then that's not a problem.
Yeah, it's like they have this protection around them where you can't criticize
the rainbow shield.
The rainbow shield.
So,
Are you discriminating?
And same thing with the story hours, the drag queen story hours. If it was just that same creepy older guy coming in to read to these children, just as himself, just as a creepy guy, probably with a criminal record, people say, "Why is this creepy guy in here reading to these children?" Yeah. But he puts on clown makeup and dresses up as a woman, right?
Not even.
Yeah, exactly.
Freak show.
Then it's, that's great. It's beautiful. Rainbow Shield. Can't criticize or else you're a homophobe. You're just against...
And this Cuties thing was released at a very strategic time, and unfortunately it seems like the majority of the opposition are the Q-tards. Not all. But it seems to be Q-tees. Playing right into it. And you watch. I'm sure Trump is going to make a statement about it, or Trump is going to, you know, save the day, even though it'll just be a joke. But
A few lawmakers have called for an investigation into it.
An investigation? Like, what do you need to investigate? We know who made it. Netflix put it up.
Oh, but listen, it's artistic because it won an award at Sundance. Did you know one of the co-founders of Sundance got convicted of raping a 9-year-old?
Who's the... Is it Roman Polanski? No.
No. I'll pull it up for you, but...
Just another pedo joke.
Yeah, but they're using that in all these defense articles to just say how can you be against this? Wow. It's artistic. Sundance even gave it their seal of approval.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting.
Yep. Oh, 6 years in sex abuse case. Yeah, that came out last year, 2019. A filmmaker who co-founded the Sundance... Film Festival and produced a movie whose lead actress won an Oscar in the mid-1980s, was sentenced to at least 6 years in prison after pleading guilty to sexual abuse of a child.
That reminded me of that film. Do you remember Little Miss Sunshine that was popular? Like, that was a lot more tame than Cuties, but it was like warming us up for that because it was a pageant girl.
Same thing with Toddlers and Tiaras and all that.
Yep, it was like just getting priming people.
Oh, do you remember the Tom Hanks one? the skit he did with Saturday Night
Live.
Yeah,
he apparently deleted like a bunch of tweets recently.
Oh,
Hanks. And you know how he moved to Greece, where pedophilia is considered a medical condition.
He got his citizenship there.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the exact age. I think it was a 9-year-old. Only got 6 years, though?
I doubt he even served all that.
No, well, he's...
6 years, like, in his home.
Yeah, he's probably not
still
gonna...
going about his normal life.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. Well, we're all, locked up. For. Yeah. It's insane. It's just insane.
Yeah. Anything else you want to mention about the cuties?
No.
Disgustingness.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Just watch out for, as you said, the cutards on the cuties.
Yeah. Cuties.
They're trying to make it seem like we told you guys it's the
Dems.
Cabal, the deep state.
And then you know Trump is going to come and clean it up, just like he stopped all the child trafficking.
Oh yeah.
And are you kidding?
Put Ghislaine away. Mm-hmm.
It's just. It's a joke.
We only have a few more minutes left, but I just wanted to run through a few things that have happened in the world in regards to lockdowns. See if you had any comments. I'm not going to go through these articles themselves, but it does appear like the World Bank, this World Bank document is going to say that, or it says that COVID-19 programs are ending in March 2025. So the World Bank is saying that basically, COVID-19 will be done in 5 years.
Wow.
Fauci is saying we need to lock down. This is just a recent statement. We need to lock down at least until everybody is vaccinated. Because all these problems, these cases upon cases are coming about after people unlocked their citizens. You know, so these state governments are just causing this problem, this spike. Also, something to pay attention to. It looks like documents are coming out that the federal government looks like they were funding that research in the Wuhan lab. We know Fauci's connections to it. Well, there's adrenochrome being researched at that Wuhan lab, but also the federal government, the American taxpayer, was sending money to this Wuhan lab to research how to make coronaviruses more infectious. That's insane. I could go through the article. People, you just look it up yourself. Up in Canada, Quebec City says that it's going to isolate uncooperative citizens in a secret corona facility.
Yeah, they're doing this in a lot of places. They're, like, putting them up in, I don't know, like, old hotels or, like, places where they are forced to stay in their rooms.
Camps.
Yeah.
Keep putting them in the camps. We've seen this in New Zealand, Australia. Like, they're locking down hard.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a bunch of protesters got arrested, 74 or something, in Australia just this weekend, I think.
Wow.
Not too many were out there protesting, but the ones who were got surrounded, completely surrounded by police.
Jeez.
Yeah, they would never do that to BLM,
no. Of course not.
Oh, here's a good story. Out of Times of Israel, U.S. biotech firm Inovio reports encouraging virus vaccine results. And so all these vaccines are the DNA-altering ones. People think that the vaccine that we're going to get for coronavirus...
I say all vaccines are DNA-altering.
Not in the way...
foreign DNA.
Not in the way that these ones are intended to be. These ones are intended to change your genetics like at a fundamental level. Yeah. So it's just insane. The AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine study was put on hold due to suspected adverse reactions in participants in the UK. You see that?
Yeah.
New restrictions in the UK, by the way. You know, the
six people.
Yeah, safe six.
Oh my god.
The good old safe six.
Oh my god. Are the pubs closed in the UK? They're still closed here. The bars are still closed here.
Yeah, I'd assume so.
Like, indefinitely, it seems.
Sweden is completely out of the mess, and they never locked down.
Yeah.
Supposedly had a little spike in deaths, supposedly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they're just fine. Everything is great.
Yeah, people talk a lot of shit about Sweden, but look at us compared to Sweden right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys are all having to wear face diapers and you can't leave your house and stuff.
The UK wants to test everyone within 1 week. Did you hear
this?
That's
insane. I just don't even understand how they would have the manpower to do such a thing.
It's called Operation Moonshot.
Moonshot.
A shot. Think about the shot, too.
Yeah.
And... it's £100 billion plan. So they'd spend £100 billion of the British people's money to get them all tested for coronavirus so they could figure out who to lock down.
How would they even do this? It doesn't even make any sense. They just need money, I guess.
Well, the government's, you know, a fascist government under based Boris.
Oh, he's so based. He's so charming, like Carolyn used to say.
You just got to have a strong male leader who takes the reins and ensures that everybody is safe and protected.
Yeah, totes. Yep, cool.
Yeah.
Good joke. Oh my God, this is all just so insane.
It really is. It really is. You know, people really thought, they believed when they heard that it was 2 weeks to slow the spread, to flatten the curve.
We'll
just put up with this for a little while, then things will get back to normal.
And now we're going on what, 6 months?
And what I'm seeing is more and more compliance. Yeah. Fewer and fewer people who are refusing to put on the mask.
Yeah.
In the post office, where it's not even required.
We're the only ones.
Almost the only ones. Sometimes I'll see one or two other people. You know, sometimes even older people probably just like, I can't breathe in this thing.
Yeah.
But it's not even required, and all you idiots are in there wearing the mask because it's the social conformity.
Mm-hmm.
They've studied this for so long. They know our psychology very well. I guess the people believe it. When I see this, it really hurts my hopes for humanity. It really does. But then I go into the Ace Hardware and I see all the people in there, our local Ace, not wearing the masks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the customers do, but none of the employees. I think it's great. That's the only store I'll even go into these days.
Yeah, we haven't gone to a grocery store in a long time. When's the last time we went to Publix? Like, I mean, I've gone to get my Instacart, like they bring it out to the car,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't gone into a store. It's frustrating too, like clothes shopping. I can't try on clothes anymore. I just have to like, you know, just assume if I order a pair of shoes online or something that they're going to fit. It's insane.
Yep. It's a crazy world. And we're trying to bring the truth to it. So somehow, some way, enough people realize what's going on and we can actually change it. This world could be a great place.
Yeah, it really could.
I see the glimmer of it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The natural world's amazing. The people can be great.
Yeah.
When they're not screwed up from birth.
Yeah.
Through all the different things that are injected into them, whether it's literally or, you know, metaphorically, mm-hmm. through their eyes, through their ears, mm-hmm. through their mouths.
Yeah.
We could change this. But it's not going to be easy.
No, it hasn't been easy. It's even talking about this stuff for however many years we have and making videos and documentaries and everything. It's been like an uphill battle where we're getting shot in the back all the time, but we're still going.
And we've been proven right time and again, though.
Yes, we have.
And even the things, even the places that we thought were censorship-free or, you know, close to it.
No.
It's proving not to be the case.
Yeah.
BitChute.
I started a channel over at that World Truth Videos, but, I mean,
World Truth Hip Hop.
World Star. But, like, I can't even upload a full documentary. It's, like, really lame, but, yeah, I don't know. It's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I can't set up an account on 153 News. They conveniently ignored all of my emails about uploading my own stuff.
Well, the guy who runs it is a complete Christ-darn liar.
Yeah, so that's probably why they didn't let me sign up. So, yeah, all these uncensored platforms. Yeah, right. We've been completely, shut off from all discussion. Twitter, everything.
Mm-hmm. Because we're far too effective.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing the fruits of our labors over the years, though.
Yeah.
That's why... You know, you're seeing such a great response from people on things like that Jews Cuties review.
Yep.
That's why you're seeing so many people trying to spread the truth in comment sections that they have to shut it down.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a good sign. It's a really good sign.
All the people on TikTok, which is who are talking about the Jewish problem, which is probably why they want to shut down TikTok in this country completely.
Oh, my experience on TikTok has been so funny. Like, I put out just a snippet of Look at All the Commie Jews. It has almost 2,000 views by now, but all of these Jews, like, duetted it, and, you know, like, just either dancing to it or, like, you know, rating it, and it was funny because all of them were, like, +2 for knowing what the Shoah means, and then, like, -2 for being a Nazi, and then but this kind of bangs, this tune's kind of good. It was just such a joke,
mm-hmm.
and them all commenting, like, there's this one Jewess, Zimbabwe, you know, that one I showed mm-hmm. you, who's just, like, obsessed. I've never responded to any of her comments, but every couple days she's just, like, commenting, like, come stab me. I know you want to stab me, Nazi. And then I looked at her TikTok. She has a TikTok of like 30 different prescription pill bottles all laid around. And she's like, these are my friends. Oh, yeah, you're a mentally ill Jewess.
Jews are so mentally stable.
Oh, they're very, very sick. Very sick. So it was just kind of funny to see their response on there. But yeah, they've taken away my uploading privileges, so yeah, I can't upload anything.
Goddamn red commie Chinese.
They took down so many of my videos by mass reporting them, like my Rando Knot video that had like almost 10,000 views, that's taken down.
Is it your fault that you found a little letter in the woods that says it's the Jews?
I know, why did they have to take that down? They also took down my Shane Dawson as a child predator.
Can't have that truth being exposed.
What else
exposed?
Did they take down? I mean, they've taken down so many of my videos, but for some reason, the comments are still open on some of them. So,
hey, if you're a Jew, you can be up on YouTube talking about hot 11-year-olds and how they're arousing you sexually, but you know, you can't expose Jews like that. That's just hateful. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just been, it's been pretty interesting, my whole experience there. But I'm getting a lot of people that are like, no, she's right. All that I did was ask, you know, why do we have dual Israeli citizens in positions of power within our country? Wouldn't that be a conflict of interest? Or like, how dare you assume they have different loyalties? I mean, really.
They're our greatest ally. We all have the same interest at heart.
Yeah, such great allies.
I mean, obviously, if we had Canadian dual citizens in top positions of our government, people would say, what the hell's going on? If we had Mexican dual citizens, and they're right on our border.
Yep.
If we had German dual citizens, oh, the Nazis are taking over. Mm-hmm. But with Israelis, don't question it,
or you're an anti-Semite. And I keep telling them, every time they call me anti-Semitic, I'm like, call me anti-Jewish. I like Arab people. I don't have a problem with them, okay? I'm not anti-Semitic.
Well, when they're in their own countries.
Yeah, I'm anti-Jewish. So get it straight.
I especially like mentioning the Palestinians, because the Palestinians are way more Semitic than the Jews.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank you for joining me here for this show.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Thanks to the listeners. Buy some Heathen Herbs products.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you all again soon. Take care.
Bye.
The standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. 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 ResolutionRDO.com.